Thank you for calling Patient Care Coordination, where we are supporting your way to independence. Please be aware that calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please listen to the following options as our prompts have recently changed and make your selection at any time. If you know your party's 4-digit extension, you may dial it at any time. To search for a specific staff member, please dial 2 for the dial by name directory.
Press 1 to call by name. Press 2 to call by last name. Please enter the first 3 letters of the first name of the person you are trying to contact.
Patient care coordination.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Dina from Family First. I was just reaching out, trying to get a hold of this coordinator for Edger Carter.
You are from where?
Family First Care.
And how are you related to Mr. Carter?
He's interested in switching over to our agency, and we're just trying to.
She doesn't have any services.
Right. So that's the thing. The patient let us know that they.
How did you contact him? Yeah, I am trying to contact him for almost 3 months.
Oh, really? It looks like we contacted him the first time back in April, and then we.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't his coordinator from, I just got him in June, somewhere.
So the last time I spoke with a patient, let me just look here at the notes. I spoke with a caregiver who's also kind of the patient's representative, and she confirmed that she wants to have a reassessment.
What is her name?
Her name is Trinea. That's T as in Tom, R,
A. No. First of all, I'm not authorized to talk to you, but it's beside the point. I got him with no services. He was denied all the services from the previous assessment.
Mm-hmm. So what can I tell the patient to do to be able to reinstate services?
First of all, he need to let him call me, at least, because I'm sending the paper to terminate his waiver.
You're sending it,
because, yeah, he was told that he needs to file NFSC eligibility form. He should have taken it from his PCP and send it. I tried to contact him, left him several messages. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I sent him a letter. So please ask him to give me a call at least. Otherwise, I will terminate his waiver.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I have your direct number?
215-725-7200, and my extension is 1039.
1039. Okay, so if I get a hold of...
And your name, once again?
My name is Dina, that's D as in dog, I, N as in NC, A.
Uh-huh, Dina. Okay, nice to meet you, Dina. Okay.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I'll get the patient. I'll reach the patient and I'll have him contact you.
Yeah, because he had only home-delivered meals, and they stopped his services as of yesterday, I believe, because they couldn't reach him as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay.
So the only services he had for now, and so I don't know how to...
Right.
So thank you, Dina. Yeah, if you, just ask him to give me a call as soon as possible if he really needs services.
Mm-hmm. Right. I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.